Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with the other host,
Gwen Ballinger.
Also known as Mom, mostly known as Mom, also Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your things. Mama B?
Some.
There you go.
Aunt Gwen.
I like Mama B.
Mama B.
All right, so obviously the thing we have to talk about today in the podcast.
Baby!
That is, we aren't gonna say his name. He does have a name. Colleen filmed the video announcing his name and said she's gonna post it Sunday, which is when we're recording this, but I don't know if she's actually gonna get it up, because with a baby you don't control your own life, the baby controls your life. So we're just gonna say baby. We're not gonna say his name.
Perfect baby.
He is perfect, just because we don't want to accidentally slip, or I don't want to have to edit this,
right?
So there's that. So Perfect. For lazy reasons, we're just gonna call him baby. So yeah, do you want to talk about
he is so perfect.
I haven't really talked about anything that much.
No.
Because I wanted her to get everything out first.
Yes.
And, you know, let her have that moment. Yep. I will say, the night before she went into labor, I hung out with them. I went and saw Christmas lights, and Eric was like, we need a code word for when she goes into labor. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I have to text you a code word when she goes into labor. And Colleen was like, why don't you just tell her Colleen's in labor? He's like, no, we have to have a code word. So we were like joking with like, oh, like peanut butter on a cracker. The eagle has landed. We're like coming up with
landed.
Stupid stuff. And then the next, I went to sleep and we were joking about it. She wasn't due till the first.
Mm-hmm.
Then she thought maybe she might induce early, but like there was...
Yeah.
We did not think the baby was coming anytime soon. And then I woke up to a phone call at 8:45, and she was like, I am very much in labor and very much in the hospital and very much about to have a contraction. And I was like, are you for real? She's like, yeah, my water broke. Oh, I gotta go. And she handed the phone to Eric, and he's like, code word. I was like, okay. And then I had to stop at CVS and grab a few things for them. They needed a speaker. They needed some snacks.
Yeah.
I got there about an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did look at my phone, because they had been texting me.
Yeah.
But my phone doesn't do any noise until you call me. So my text messages are on silent, and then my phone calls are on vibrate.
Okay.
So she was like, I was like, why didn't you call me earlier? And she's like, because it wasn't a big deal. She's like, I was fine. And she's like, I wanted you to sleep in case we needed someone with
sleep
in
them. She did say that.
So I got the call later, but I was there, and she was only 2 centimeters dilated when I got there. And she was rocking it. She rocked it. But yeah, the code, I think he said peanut butter on a cracker to me.
Peanut butter on a cracker?
The code word. But he sent it way later.
Oh, cute. That's cute.
So, like, by the time I got there, he sent it. But yeah, that's it. The baby is happy,
healthy,
cute. Colleen is happy. Oh my God. It's so amazing to see her back to her old self.
Yes.
And she's crushing it, because like, she's gone off of 2 hours of sleep for months straight, for like when she did Haters, when she's on tour, when she's got a big project coming up, she gets like 2 hours of sleep max, and she's fine. And so she's used to this no sleep life.
Yeah.
And so she's crushing it right now. She's doing great. But the birth was cool. I saw its head when it was crowning.
I saw that baby be born.
And yeah, you did. And then I sat by her head and filmed. She never told me to, there was never a plan for me to film.
No.
So she never said, like, bring a camera or anything. She was just like, she even said, like, I don't want pictures taken.
Yeah, she did.
She was like, I'm going to look like a mess. I don't want pictures taken. And then when she realized she could handle it,
yeah,
she was like, do you mind filming? I was like, sure. So that's like, great. None of that was planned, but I'm glad we did it because it's so cool to have the footage.
And it brings us to tears every time we watch
every
it.
Every single time.
We're in the room again.
It is so, it's
surreal.
It's really surreal. A lot of people are like, it's like a murder scene. And it wasn't.
No, it was not.
And when I saw him crown, there was no blood yet. And it was just like, I can't even explain it. It was so weird to see.
It was like a miracle to me.
Okay. Well, it was just, it was insane. And she did awesome. And Eric was great. And like,
oh yeah.
The whole thing was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's obviously the big thing on everyone's mind right now. Our family's just like kind of been a mess.
We're floating on clouds and.
Yeah. We're all taking turns.
Yep. Helping out and.
You know. Yeah. Being there.
Family. Being family.
It's great. I babysat a little bit last night. Mm-hmm. You were there for like a week. Well, for, 5 days.
Well, the first
4 or 5 days.
Two nights that he was home. Yeah. I had night shift and just rocking him in that chair while they tried to sleep was just so precious. Can't wait to get back there.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go on to other news.
Moving
on. We talked about that for 5 minutes.
Moving on.
Talk about it forever.
I'm going to keep bringing it up.
I know you
move
will.
Move on.
All right. So some really stupid news I heard about.
Uh-oh.
They're planning on proposing a tax on text messages.
Ridiculous.
We talked about this a little bit. So it wouldn't affect iMessage because that's not a text message. That's a that's an iMessage.
So not everybody has Apples.
Yeah. So it would affect the people. So what they said, they want to do this tax so they can fund phones and phone plans for people who don't have the money for it. So like the, you know, people in poverty or who are poor can have a phone because you need a phone in order to like get a job and do all this stuff. So like, so we'll tax text messages and then that tax will pay for people to have phones and phone bills, which that's cool that they want to give people the access to phones because that's what kind of runs the world is our phones. But it won't affect iMessage. It'll only affect phones that do, like, if you have an iMessage, the green bubble. So if you're using text messages, it affects those. But someone pointed out, rich people have iPhones and use iMessage. It's people who usually, for the most part, but usually people who use text message don't have, they usually aren't rich.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing, you aren't taxing the rich. You're taxing poor people to pay for poor people. And it doesn't make sense at all. And also, Google's almost out with their version of iMessage. Mm-hmm. So the only people who would be taxed are the people who have like the burner phones who can only pay like month to month for text messages. So like, this is the stupidest. It doesn't make any sense. And how do you tax a text message? Like every single text message or like monthly? Like,
it's just not right.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So you're taxing the poor to give money.
And people like Trent, who used his phone, that's his only source of communication because he can't talk on the phone. He texts. That is his sole communication. Yeah. So now he's going to have to pay tax on his texting. That's the only way he can communicate.
It's so stupid.
I'm very up in arms.
Like, well, then people are just going to switch to like the WhatsApp app. Like, apps that it's the internet. It's not text. Like, it's really stupid. But then again, it's only going to tax. So then it'll only tax the people who are on flip phones.
And how much percentage of that tax actually goes to the people?
Not at all. And it's just a money grabbing thing. Yeah. Matt mentioned yesterday, he goes, you know, the internet people could charge whatever they wanted because we'd pay it no matter what. Because I was like, they up my phone, they up my internet bill by $10. And Matt's like, they could up it by $200 and you'd still pay it, Rachel. And I was like, you're right. Dang it.
Yep.
That's so stupid. So I saw on Twitter that people were debating what you call the end slices on a loaf of bread. We call them the butt.
They are the butts.
It's the butt. But I don't know if this person was making it up, but people call it the knob end, wobbly knobblier, nobert, doormat, topper, nut end, Noggy, Noggin, Ender, Crust, Butt, Outsider, Tush, Doorstep, Bumper, Healy, Nub, Bum, Bum End, Knocker, and then what people most settle on is the heel.
The heel, yeah.
Because I think...
I grew up with the heel.
I think the heel is correct, but yeah. In my family, we call it the butt.
The butt. The butt of pickles. The butt of it. It's the
end. It's the butt. It's the butt piece. Like, when you the crust on pizza, we called the butt.
The butt.
Do you want to eat my butt?
Yes.
That is a sentence I said as a child to many people. You want my butt?
Yeah.
Weird.
But and dad would usually... be the
yeah,
one
yeah,
to...
don't say the sentence. No, don't, I'm not going say, to. Don't say the sentence.
Because
no.
Dads are always the garbage disposals.
Yes. Oh, my dad used to just not order food. Because we'd always order something way too much for us.
Yep.
Us girls, we'd all get our own meals, and then my dad would get three meals, basically.
He'd have a smorgasbord.
He would.
A buffet.
Which is my favorite thing to do. I'm like, I don't want to order that because it's all just one flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I need a thing that's not as good, but there's more flavors involved.
Yes.
That's... I like a smorgasbord.
My dad used to eat after we'd eat corn on the cob, he would eat everybody else's. He would eat everyone's corn on the cob. That's something I could not share.
Oh, no, I would not.
But he would. There would not be one kernel left of corn on that.
That's weird.
No, well, no. It wasn't weird. It's just something I wouldn't do because it's full of spit and slobber.
Yeah, and cut it off the cob then maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an idea.
I mean, corn cut off the cob is better than anything, any other way you could have
corn. Fresh
corn
on the cob.
Fresh corn. Oh, it's the best.
The best.
So, in sad news.
Uh-oh.
Tampons had to be, the Kotex tampons were recalled because customers said that they were falling apart inside their bodies.
No, no, no.
So, yeah, they'd like, as they were pulling it out, it would just crumble in their vaginas.
Ew.
Right? And they recalled them voluntarily. So, the FDA didn't even... recall them. I'm like, well, great. Good job. Well, thankfully, the company recalled them voluntarily and didn't have to wait till like there was a death. And then the FDA was like, maybe we should recall these. So that was nice that they did it voluntarily, but not nice that their tampons were falling apart in us.
Oops.
Man, if we had a tampon sponsor right now, that would be great.
That would be amazing. That would be a great segue.
It would be, but we don't. So
we don't.
Moving on. God, dang it. So the Times came out with the person of the year. Did you
Who
see
is
that?
It? No, I've seen nothing but a baby. because that is my joy right now. Go ahead.
So it's they titled the Guardians as the person of the year, which are journalists who have been targeted for their work.
Oh.
So journalists that have either been killed or imprisoned for their investigative journalism. I don't know how you call it. And people were like upset, like that's not one person. I'm like, well. It's someone that it's freedom of press is a thing.
Yeah.
And I it is sad to see, you know, people die just trying to find the truth.
Yes.
That's bad. The truth shall set you free, but also on the search of it might murder you. That's it. So I wasn't mad about it. Some people were. But some people were pretty mad about it. You know what people were also mad about?
Tell me.
Prada put a blackface imagery on their new collection.
Why are they mad about that?
Prada did blackface?
Oh, I thought you meant a person. Okay, never mind. Got it.
Whoa!
I thought they were being really... why would people be mad about that?
They did not put a black person as...
Okay, got it. I'm like, why would people be mad about that?
They put this little monkey...
Oh,
this little...
Dear goodness.
Black...
No, no, no.
...monkey with big red lips and a weave...
No.
On their Prada bags. And like as the, you know how like some people, like some, they're like, you know, this is their logo or their mascot for the month or the year.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they were trying to do. And people were like,
no. Wrong.
Reject. Try again.
Yeah.
Try again.
Did they take it off?
Oh, they took it off immediately.
Good.
There were so many pictures of store.
I don't know how that could get passed.
Right?
I mean, in a boardroom, they're sitting around talking about it. Isn't one person going to go, no.
Right. Like that when companies do that stuff,
man.
And I'm like, you had to go through so many channels.
Yeah.
Like I get when one company tweets something wrong because it's usually just a social media person
representative
tweeting it. So it literally things are just filtered between just them, just that one person.
Right.
So I get that. But when you make a product.
Yeah.
Like that's.
A lot of people go into that.
I looked at it. I went, well, maybe people were overreacting. I looked at it and went, no. That one is just... even if it wasn't socially incorrect, It was a really ugly monkey thing. Like, it was a really ugly keychain. I don't even know what it was. A keychain thing. I was just like, wow. This is weird. This is why. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So the federal courts cited Dr. Seuss to put a pause on a pipeline.
What?
The Lorax?
Yes.
Okay, so what was going to happen was they were going to have to chop down a bunch of trees to put in a pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And they quoted the Lorax saying, "Speak for the trees have no tongues."
Mm.
And I was like, all right.
Yep.
Dr. Seuss won. Like, you can't quote Dr. Seuss and then people vote against it.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Seuss, man.
Dr. Seuss.
It's awesome. You know what else is awesome?
Tell me, Rachel.
Our sponsor for today. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo. So we have talked about Scentbird before.
Yes, we have.
That is Scent with a T, bird, as in
yes.
Tweet, tweet.
And they're worth talking about again.
They are. Scentbird is a online luxury perfume subscription service. And we've talked about them twice before, but our love for them has not dwindled an ounce.
No, it has not.
It hasn't. We love them because they come in the best containers. This is where we're like, yes! Let's talk about the number one thing we love most about them in this
the
book. Because we've talked about them before. And we're obsessed with the containers because they're not huge clunky bottles that sit on your shelf forever. They can go in your purse and go with you anywhere.
Yep.
So you can refresh.
You can stick them in your pocket. In your pocket.
Yes. So you have 450 designer brands to choose from, and you get one every month. You can do Gucci, Kate Spade, Nest, and more. You can try exactly the brands you want. It's the real deal.
Yep.
It's not knockoff
it's
stuff
here. It's
a
great gift to give, too.
It is! Speaking it's a stocking of stuffer.
Christmas coming.
It's a stocking stuffer. And then maybe if you have a friend that stinks.
Oh.
I don't know if I should say this, but like if you have a friend that stinks, maybe you can get them some perfume.
Yeah.
Or they don't even have a scent.
Right.
Everyone has a scent.
And then you can try different scents and see the ones that you like best on you.
So you choose the perfume, get a container with 120 sprays, however long that lasts you. Each person is their own. And of course, the shipping is free because Scentbird is awesome. So if you want to try it, you can get 50% off your first month today, or you can get it for someone else. So that's $7.50 for your first perfume. That's
nice.
It. That's the whole thing. So scentbird.com/allthingsinternet. Use the code allthingsinternet, 50% off your first month. That's scentbird, scentbird.com/allthingsinternet. Sign on, smell amazing, or sign on and make your friends smell amazing
that's
for Christmas.
Right.
It's pretty legit.
Get your friends the scents you like.
Oh. Because
then you can smell the things
you like.
You
might have a friend that has a really bad perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could change that.
That's right.
Yeah. The dog is squeaking a toy outside. I hope you can hear it, just so you're as annoyed as I am. I love my dog. Okay. Next on our agenda today. A man, I just read this, has nothing to do with the internet. Most of these don't have to do with the internet, but I read it on Twitter, therefore it's the internet.
It is the internet.
A man was rescued from a grease vent after being stuck in it for 2 days.
Okay, why was he in it? Was he cleaning it?
No.
Oh.
It's like this shut down Chinese restaurant place.
Okay.
And he tried to break in through the grease vent on the roof, but he got stuck and spent 2 days in it.
Oh my goodness.
And a dude who runs a restaurant next door heard grunting and called, like, you know, groans.
Yeah.
Like, he was stuck in there. He's dehydrated. He's hungry.
Yeah.
Pooping himself, you know.
Yep.
The whole king
the whole
caboodle.
Shebang.
So they found him and they're like, luckily no major injuries, but he was covered in grease.
Ew.
There's a video of him getting put in the ambulance and there's a picture of him stuck in the trap, the grease trap.
Wow.
He is covered. I don't even know how he did it. Like I'm like, how did you do that? It's a pretty big grease vent. So I don't know how every part of him was like, I don't know if he's rolling his face on the sides of it.
He was trying to get out.
Oh, probably he was trying to get out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wouldn't you struggle to get out?
Yeah. But they were like, if he spent another day in there, he would have had some pretty bad injuries because he was smushed in. Hmm. Like his legs collapsed under him after a while. So he's just like curled up on the, I don't know. I was just like, but like, guys.
Dude.
Think about it beforehand.
Yes.
Think about, I don't know how you thought this, you didn't think it through. And also, they're like, well, we couldn't arrest him for robbery because he didn't even get into the place. So,
trespassing.
So they could just arrest him for trespassing and that was it. They're like, we don't even know what to do with him. This is pretty bad.
I think he learned his lesson.
Think about your stuff beforehand, guys. Think about it. I thought this was hilarious. Russia came out with the most modern robot to date.
Oh, how did I miss that?
Yeah. It turned out to be a man in a robot suit. I was dying.
Oh my
god. Like people were reporting on it, and like I watched the video of it, like they presented this robot on stage. And I was like, how did not a single person catch that that was a human being? And like, cause you can see in the back his neck. You can see his neck. And I was just like, and he was like walking around the conference, he's doing dance moves. I was like, it's clearly a human. He wasn't even acting robotic. Hmm. But like news outlets were like, oh my gosh, the most modern robot yet. And then people were like, no, that's clearly a human in a suit. And then there was a picture backstage of him taking the helmet off. I was like, I didn't know if they were trying. I didn't
know
quite.
Was it a joke or they were really trying to promote?
I don't know if they were just trying to troll, saying like, how far can we get away? And like, because researchers started researching it and they saw it and they were like, the only thing they could find was a bodysuit that looked exactly like it. And so they're like, all right. Yeah, that's I thought that was funny though. I was like, okay, people are on a race to be the best, come out with the best stuff, that they're cheating. And I'm like, it's gonna catch up with you.
Yep.
I don't know. People are weird. So there was the recall on romaine lettuce.
Yes. That was during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's over. But now the same farm is recalling cauliflower, red leaf lettuce, and green leaf lettuce
E. coli contamination. Really?
Adam Bros Farming Incorporated.
They need to get it together.
Yeah, it's in the U.S. Okay, listen, vegetable people, farmers that are spreading E. coli. You're making it look bad because people are not posting like, well, bacon's never had a recall.
Oh, but it has.
No, beef has. Mm-hmm. The mad cow disease. Mm-hmm. There was that scare.
Yeah.
But bacon, I don't think has.
Chicken has.
Chicken has?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. So it's not just the vegetables, people, because people are like, well, bacon's never had a recall. I'm like, nah.
Probably has.
It just kills you slower. E. coli, can it kill you?
I don't know. If you throw up enough and have enough diarrhea, probably.
I guess if you don't get it treated.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's gross. So I guess look out for cauliflower, red leaf lettuce, and green leaf lettuce if you're in the U.S. or Canada.
Or grow it yourself.
Yeah. Don't get it from the Adam Bros Farming. They need to have a little look-see-doos.
I love buying from local farms.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Go to a farmer's market, guys.
Yeah.
Go to a farmer's market.
Yep. Great produce there.
Yeah. They're not, my local farmer's market has had no recalls. So just saying. How does that happen?
I don't know.
I'm sure, I thought you would have looked into it.
I know.
It's poop
I
on
heard,
the food,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's, I heard something
so
like
that.
So
how's the poop getting on the food?
No, I don't know.
Someone pooping on the food, Mom?
I don't know. Yuck. Ew. Wash your hands, people.
So my favorite tweet this week.
I would have looked it up had I known you were going to talk about it.
Okay. Well, you can look it up next time. So on Christmas Eve, we'll talk about how E. coli, how the poop got on the lettuce.
Great.
Sounds
That'll
good,
be
Mom?
Wonderful.
All right. My favorite tweet this week was someone that tweeted, because this is so relevant to me and my cousin Andrew.
Okay.
Said, my sister has positioned herself as the lazy sibling. And honestly, I stand. No one expects anything from her. Is it too late to rebrand myself? Me and Andrew have this rule where we're like, we don't do anything in the kitchen ever. And we only help if someone, like we used to be, I only helped the children if they were about to die. Now, Andrew still holds that stance. I've gotten a little, like, we see a kid running in the street, we grab it.
Yeah.
We see a kid playing with a knife, we say, hey, put that down. But otherwise, yes. we used to stay out of the business.
You used to.
Andrew stays out of it still. And he's gotten mad at me that I've stepped into the, hold the kid. But it is, you do that. If you position yourself as the, like, oh, I don't cook, you're never expected to cook.
But you help. You help so much.
I help in other ways,
You
yes.
do. Tons.
But there are those people who have just branded themselves as lazy, and then no one expects anything from them. And then when they do stuff, they're like, oh, my God,
yeah,
you're awesome.
But I never branded you as lazy.
No, but there were certain things I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
There are certain things you won't do. But to brand your entire brand just being like, I won't do anything.
Yeah.
So that way, if you do help out, you seem so amazing. But you can't do it. You can't rebrand yourself. You have to start from a young age to do it.
Yeah.
Like Jake, my nephew Jake, he is a go-getter. He'll do whatever you ask.
Yes, he is.
So he can never brand himself as lazy.
Nope.
Duncan still has a chance. You can still do it.
No, I don't see any of those kids being lazy.
They're too hyper to be lazy.
They're too active.
And it's weird though because they're not, they don't eat sugar.
Well, and they like being involved. And
they do like being involved.
I think that's more it.
I don't understand how those kids have so much sugar, so much energy, and they don't eat sugar. They eat natural sugar, but like not like refined. They don't have candy.
They just have inquisitive minds that keep them going.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I just need caffeine all the time.
You were like that as a kid.
I drank.
Go.
Was I? Yeah, I was.
Constant. You did not want to go to sleep. You were the hardest one to get to sleep because you were afraid you would miss something.
I am always tired now. Yeah. I drank an entire cup of coffee at 10 p.m. last night, and I had no trouble falling asleep. I talked about it with one of my friends. I think we're like, we can drink so much coffee and just fall asleep whenever we want. And it's because we exude so much energy throughout the day that it's like we're more hyper than other people.
Yeah.
But it's not like we do more. We're just go. Our brains are always going, I think. So. Yeah. I guess that. So YouTube did a subscriber purge. So a lot of people lost a bunch of subscribers. Mm-hmm. They deleted a bunch of spam accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get hit that hard, but people who buy subscribers obviously got hit.
Oh.
Yeah. So they did a purge. I only see on when it says like, I guess I could look. I just didn't take a look. I just looked at what I gained that day when they did the purge, and I gained less than I normally do because it balances out what you've lost versus what you've gained. So it didn't hurt me that much, but I saw it hurt a lot of accounts.
Yeah did it?
It did, but you know, but Jessica made a point. She's like, you don't want those accounts following you because they don't equal views.
No,
if it's a spam account or it's like, you know, a dead account, it's not doing anything for your channel except I guess it makes you look like you have more subscribers, but that doesn't equal money. Views equal money,
right?
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I guess people like having a big number.
Maybe.
There's more to life than how many followers you have, guys.
Yes.
That's all. I clicked on the wrong thing. Now I don't know where my script is. There it is. It's not a script. It's a, I don't know. Maybe I
should
film it.
It's your note sheet.
It is my notes.
It's your note sheet.
Okay, this one I saw and I was like, what are they thinking?
All right, let's hear it.
So Netflix is trying out an instant replay feature. Because you know how when you want to go back on Netflix, like you want to rewind or something, and you have to go through the scroll bar and like figure out where you are, and it's kind of annoying. It's not that bad.
Don't they have like a 10-second thing on?
Yeah, they have a 10-second thing.
10 seconds forward, 10 seconds back. Is that Netflix? That's Netflix, right?
It's either Netflix or Hulu. One of them.
Or maybe it was Amazon videos.
Oh, no. It's one of the, because I don't watch Amazon that much, and I know I've seen that quite often. So anyway, they were like, let's try out this instant replay feature. So if you want to, so if you hit instant replay, it goes back to the beginning of the scene. It knows where the scenes are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But how it does this is after a scene, a little thing will pop up and ask if you want to replay
it. No, do not do that to me.
It's like a little button on the bottom of the screen.
No.
And people hate it, obviously.
I would scream if I saw that.
Like, because right now it's only on Netflix original series and it's only on some people. And they're like, we're just testing it out. We probably won't move forward with this because people are like, I will just watch a super intense scene. And I'm in the middle of this thing and I am engulfed in it. And then all of a sudden this little thing pops up. It's like, want to replay it? And it completely takes you out of it.
It does.
Also, like, you have to click yes, no, like, it's a pop-up.
No, don't do that.
No one wants a pop-up in the middle of their show. You're binge-watching, man. That's what Netflix is for. You're binge-watching. You don't want to interrupt. You're binge-watching. It's insulting enough when it asks you if you're still watching after like 3 episodes. Don't ask me if I want to watch it again in the middle of it.
She's very upset, people. Well, her face is almost red.
I get that, like, because like it's like a big fight scene will happen and like someone just died and you're like, and all of a sudden, you want to watch this again? It's like everyone hates it. I haven't seen a single positive review about it. So if they go forward with this, they're raging idiots.
Yes.
And I promise they'll lose a bunch.
Probably.
Like, people won't want to put dramatic stuff on their on their platform anymore, or intense stuff.
No.
And also, why do I want to watch a scene again?
Yeah.
Why would, it's not sports. I get it if they did it in sports, like
Instant replay.
That's a sports term. That's like, you know, this really cool thing just happened. Let's watch it again. Close up, different angle.
Yeah.
But like when you're watching like a show, no, I don't want to watch a fight scene over again. I don't want to watch someone die again. I don't want to watch a joke again. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing. So people hated it with a burning passion.
And clearly you as well.
I did, yes. I haven't even seen it.
I haven't, but I don't like it. Just from the description.
But you know what people do like?
Ooh, what, Rachel?
Our next sponsor.
Yeah.
Sponsor. We should really have a song.
We should.
We should record a song.
Let's do it.
And then I can just play it.
Let's do it.
And it'll be a little jingle.
Okay.
We could also, right now, should talk about our sponsor.
Do it.
Stuff coming up with plans. It's Zola. We've talked about Zola before. Mm-hmm. It's a company that's reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make your wedding planning just easier on your soul.
It sounds really good.
Does it sound good when I say it like that?
No. The whole concept sounded really good.
Yeah, because it takes the stress out of planning a wedding with free wedding websites and your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools. So you can manage everything online and in one place.
That's very nice.
Which is great. And you can make a free wedding website with 100 beautiful designs to choose from, and it only takes a couple minutes to set up. You can take longer to set it up because you can add photos and stories and any info you think your guests are going to need day of, because you don't want to be bugged day of on your special day.
Right.
I don't get people when they're like, it's their special day. I'm going to bug them and make that about me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't text the people on the wedding day.
No.
So not only are you doing everything in one place, but your guests also do everything in one place because they can see everything, like all the info, and they can do the registry all in one place with Zola's widest selection of gifts from all different price points. So there's something for every guest to get you. It's also free shipping, free returns, and price matching. I went on there to look at, they have an extremely wide selection of gifts to choose from.
They do.
And I thought you can also do honey funds or gift cards or whatever. One thing I really thought was cool is you can buy people experiences, or you can put experiences on your registry. So you can pick a city, and there were things like sunset cruises, private cooking lessons.
That's so great.
Because that's not something you can put on like normal registries.
Right.
Because it's usually you put a registry to a store and you scan stuff or put stuff in a cart and then like, that's it. But this was cool because that's like, for if you have a friend who has everything and they're getting, what do you get them? You get them an experience. That's what Dad always says he wants for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Is he wants time with his family or an experience. Yeah. So that's usually why I take him to sporting events and stuff. So this is cool because you can get people these things. And like, there's a lot to choose from and a lot of different cities. And it's, they've done a lot of this thinking for you. Like, you don't have to sit there and be like,
very
what
convenient.
Do I want? Yeah, you don't have to be like, what should I put on this? They do it all for you.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. And I was getting ideas of what I want to do for people for Christmas.
Fantastic.
I was like, these are really good ideas. So you can start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola if you go to zola.com/allthingsinternet. That's zola.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show.
Perfect.
I also just like, check it out to see the wedding registry ideas for like presents for people.
Yeah.
And but like also use it if you're like having a wedding or suggest it to your friends that are getting married. But like, they have really good gift ideas on there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to a game, Mom.
Ooh, okay.
I asked my mom what she wanted to do, and she was like, let's do 20 questions, but it has to be Christmas themed because she'll stress out less.
Well, I don't know if I'll stress out less, but it narrows it down to Christmas.
Just Christmas. All right. Christmas. So do you want to think of a thing and I have to guess?
Okay. Go. I thought of a thing.
Okay. Is it in this room?
Yes.
Is it colorful?
Yes.
Is it the Christmas tree?
No.
Does it have lights on it?
No.
Is it hanging?
Yes.
Oh, you are very not sure of that.
It's hanging.
Is it garland?
Well, that's not the word I'd use.
What else word would you use?
Tinsel. I guess those
this is garland. Okay, you guys can't see it. I'm going to film it. Where's my camera? Where's my camera? There it is. Okay. Film
that's
it for the vlog.
Garland to me is the flowery
this
stuff.
This is garland.
That's tinsel
This is tinsel's the stuff you put on Christmas trees that's like individual strands.
Tinsel garland.
Like,
that's tinsel garland.
No, it's not. That's garland. The stuff that comes in
Rachel.
A big strand.
Yeah,
it has a bunch of tinsel poking off the one strand. That's garland.
Okay.
I don't know what, and you're doing a dance now. I don't know.
My shirt was bothering me.
Oh. Well, I, okay. Now I have to think of something?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Is it Santa Claus?
No.
Oh.
You're really bad at this.
Is it in this room?
No.
Well, then how am I supposed to know what it is?
Because we narrowed it down to Christmas.
Oh, I have everything Christmas in here. Is it a reindeer?
No.
Is it colorful?
It can be.
It can be colorful?
It can be colorful.
Well, Christmas lights are colorful, so it can't be that. And it's not in this room. Oh, Rachel, you're making everything hard for me. It's not in this room.
I'm just really good at this game.
Christmassy in here.
Okay, you have two fingers up. You have asked way more than two fingers.
Two questions.
No, you haven't.
I said, is it Santa Claus? Oh, is it colorful? Is it in this room? Is it reindeer? Okay, I've asked four questions.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm going to keep count on my fingers because you're a cheating McGee.
A snowman.
Nope. You have 1,000 snowmen.
I know,
here.
But they're
what
not real snowmen.
What are you talking
about? Everything that is Christmas is in this room.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm testing you.
Is it in your room? Your house?
My house? No.
Is it in Colleen's house?
No.
Mistletoe.
No.
Tim, what's Christmas?
No celeb shots. No celeb questions. Stay out of this, Dad. No, it's not Jesus. That counts as your question because you asked
him. I didn't ask it.
No, you asked him to ask you. That's 9.
Yeah. A sled.
No, stop asking items and ask for descriptions. Mom, you're terrible at this
game. Do you ride it?
No.
Do you play with it?
No.
Do you eat it?
Yes.
Oh!
There you go, see?
Christmas cookies.
Well, that's broad.
Oh, it's a type of Christmas cookie. Sugar cookie?
No.
Chocolate chip cookie?
No. That's just a cookie, Mom. You're
Christmas.
Almost out.
No, I'm not. I only have 7.
No, you have 17. Oh, my God.
It's
so
Christmas,
bad at this.
And it's a cookie. A Christmas cookie. I said it's a Christmas cookie.
No, you got to be more descriptive.
Oh, it's Christmas cookie.
No,
I won.
No, you didn't win. Because you could say a Christmas.
Well, any cookie could be a Christmas cookie then, Rachel. Do you want this debate? Any cookie could be
Mom.
A Christmas cookie. Because if I said,
well, if I
cookie,
said a Christmas decoration as garland, would you have accepted that?
No,
I'd go.
Crud. Cook.
It is a
Rachel.
Very specific, very well known type of edible cookie.
Do I serve it at the Christmas cookie party?
I don't think so.
So how am I supposed to know what it
because
is?
Because the entire world knows what it is.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I serve all the Christmas cookies in all the lands.
I don't think you serve this one.
Gingerbread cookie.
Dad, I said to keep your mouth shut. My dad just said it. A gingerbread man.
Yes, I win after 24 questions.
It doesn't count. You didn't win. Dad, you're a cheater.
She got a shout-out.
No, she did. She used your shout-out to say Jesus. Dad, you can't hear you. You fail. I won both rounds. That's all there is to it.
She kind of did.
I did. You really failed at that one.
I thought I'd get that one. Darn it.
I thought so, too. I tried to do what wasn't in this room.
Clearly.
Because I know all you know is Santa and snowmen. All right. On to the questions. I love that we do 20 questions every time.
I know. We got to think of some new games.
I'll think of some new ones for the new year. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll spice things up next year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means. Ava asks, how many presents have you bought for Blaze only to fall for his puppy eyes and give them to him in 10 minutes?
One.
Was it the pig?
Yes.
He still hasn't torn that up, which is so surprising. I've bought him, I think, maybe 3.
Yeah.
Because I go to the pet store and I'm like, I could use it for Christmas, but then I'll leave the house for like 2 days straight and I'm like, Matt, there's some toys you need to entertain the dog. So I do that. But yeah, I think about 3-ish.
Yep. And it's hard when you have something that someone could use right then and there.
Yeah, and he can smell it. I walk in the door and he can smell
right?
it.
Right? Cinderella did that. She ate mooses.
Yeah, like Matt was cooking dinner and I was just like kind of popping around the house and Blaze was just sitting in the dining room, just sitting still, just staring at the counter, And I was like, what is he doing? And Matt's like, he knows that the bag of toys is on the counter.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, because he was being like a perfect boy for a half hour straight, just sitting and watching us. And I was like, why is
waiting
he so
for
calm?
It.
He's just waiting for someone to touch the bag. Mm-hmm. And so I touched the bag and he freaked out. I was like, oh, you're not perfect. You just want something. Tilly C asked, do you own an ugly Christmas sweater? Yes, I own two.
Yes.
I don't know if they're, I think every Christmas sweater is ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be. I own two of them. I alternate them through
parties.
I haven't
worn any this year.
I've worn two.
Have
one
you?
To Colleen's baby shower birthday party, and then one to my basketball team's birthday party.
I don't remember seeing anything ugly on you, though.
What?
I don't remember seeing anything
Everything
ugly on you.
Everything that I put on my body is perfect and
yes.
beautiful.
Yes.
Eric asks, did you cry when baby Stockland was born?
Yes.
Yes. Of course. E. Ballinger asks, are you prepared for Christmas?
No.
I'm almost prepared. I have to buy something for JoJo and Corey, and that's it.
You are amazing.
And if Christmas doesn't come soon enough, I will go broke. Because yeah. I keep being like, oh, I can get this for Christopher. Oh, I can get this for Colleen. Oh, I should get this for Trent. Oh, Mom could use this. Oh, I thought of something for Dad. And it's like, I've already bought them their stuff, but I just keep thinking of things. And I'm like, well, this is a perfect opportunity to buy it for them because it's Christmas.
You sound like a parent.
I do. I'm just so excited about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I had to buy things for the baby.
Oh, very exciting.
I still have to. Oh, I just realized this. I got Eric's present, but there's another part to it I have to buy.
Oh, yes.
And then I know I bought something for Duncan, but I know there's another thing I want to buy him, but I have to go to a store. It'll be literally the only thing I buy in a store. Everything else I bought online.
I've done all the online stuff. Now I have to do all the store stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie asks, what's your favorite JoJo product? Do you own any JoJo products?
I do not.
What?
Well, have you ever seen me wear a big bow in my head?
Have you ever seen me wear a big bow in my head? My favorite products of hers are the water bottle and the foam bath product.
You girls both use her water bottles.
They're good because it has the big mouth on it.
Ah.
She has multiple water bottles, but one has like this big mouth. So it's like you don't have to squirt it. You don't have to suck it. It just kind of pours in your mouth.
Ah.
It's okay. Nice. That's my favorite. Do you need a JoJo product, Mom?
I would love a JoJo blanket or something. JoJo
She
towel.
Has blankets. A JoJo towel. She has
something.
Beach towels.
Yeah. See, that would be fun.
I'll get you something. I know where to get it.
You do.
Scandia asks, do you cuddle more now that the weather is colder? Do you?
My dog, she sleeps on my feet. Is that cuddling?
Yeah, it's cuddling. Blaze does cuddle now. In the summer, he won't touch me. And now in the winter, he's like all up on me.
When I'm hot, I don't want to be touched.
Yeah, I told Matt the other day, it's perfect cuddle weather. Because it's like, it's not cold enough where it's like, you need blankets still. Like, you can just cuddle and be fine and not overheat. It's a good weather outside. Well, for Southern California.
I think your dog tooted. Man, do you
smell
that? Oh,
I'm sure he did. Whew. I don't smell it. I'm immune to it now. I'm going to say Maud, asks, does Gwen like to vlog? Do you?
No.
You don't like it?
It makes me nervous.
You don't like it?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I just get nervous because I don't know what to vlog. Clearly.
You've been doing great.
Well, anyway.
Well, when Vlogmas ends, you don't have to do it anymore.
Okay. I'll do it once in a while for you. I don't mind.
I didn't know you didn't like it. Now I feel bad.
That's not the right way to say it. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't know what to vlog. I guess that's what I'd say.
You should just vlog your life. You're doing great. You're like my most viewed vlogs.
Oh, gosh.
People love it. It's great. Okay. You get used to it. Okay, so.
I guess you get used to it.
You do get
used
to it.
I did it in public today at the beach.
At the beach?
Yeah, and there was people there and everything.
Wow.
I just did it. I didn't care.
Just do
it. I just did it.
That's what I have to tell myself sometimes. Because sometimes like I don't want to vlog because there's people around. And I just have to be like, you just do it, Rachel. Just do it.
Yeah.
Last question. It isn't a question. But Hala said, I can't believe Blaze hit 700,000 subscribers on his vlog channel. And it took me a second. I was like, Blaze, that's my... And then I went, nope. All I do is vlog my dog.
Yep.
Blaze hit 700,000 subscribers on his vlog channel. That's correct.
That's cute.
Yay to me, by the way. I did that.
Yay to you.
Woo. I want to hit 1 million on that vlog channel just because I want another plaque.
Aw, you will.
Colleen there said they have to review her channel before they give her the diamond plaque.
Ridiculous.
I mean, what do they have to review? She hit 10 million.
She did it.
She went there and then birthed the baby.
And then birthed the baby.
She's really owned this year, hasn't she?
She needs a baby plaque, too.
No. She should. No.
She just has that baby.
She just has the baby.
He's the cutest.
It is so great seeing her back because, like, I didn't realize how much pregnancy was weighing her down. Like, she talked about it, but, like, I knew she was in pain, but then, like, her personality did change and I didn't see it. Like, not bad. Like, she was just.
It was subtly. It was over time. Yeah. But now that.
She was always a great person. But, like, now that she's back to normal, I was like, oh, you were just drained.
Yep.
She was just drained. Yeah. Like, now I went and babysat last night and she was like, here, I'm going to film a video. Here. Oh, let me nurse my baby. Here. Let me film this. Oh, here. Hold my baby.
She's
oh, do this.
Back.
She's all over the place. She's like, I guess I should sleep. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I had to keep telling her, would you take a nap? Could you take a nap? You're healing too. Go
she's
sleep.
She's like, oh, fine. But I could also be doing all these other things at the same time. I'm like, okay. Now you're back.
But when she holds the baby, everything stops in the world.
If he makes a noise, everything
halts. Stops. And she's just the sweetest. Gentlest.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's just everything.
She goes into a mom mode.
Yes.
And the second so he falls precious. Asleep and someone else holds him, back to Colleen. Yep. Me makes a noise. She runs over and she's like, shh, 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 shh,
yep.
shh. I'm like, he cooed. He's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
She's it's so adorable. Stressed that something's the matter.
It's adorable.
It's amazing. All right, that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this.
And we'll see you on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, everybody. Wow. But it is
we are going to be on Christmas Eve. When does this go up? Christmas Day? Well, not this one. Christmas
no,
Eve?
No, it will be Christmas Eve.
It'll be Christmas Eve?
Wait,
I don't know.
Let me look at my calendar. Yeah, it'll go up Christmas Eve.
Oh, we get to spend Christmas Eve with everyone.
Yeah, you're going to be in. Yeah, let's do it.
I'll be in LA.
That's going to be great. It'll be fun. We love you guys so much. Check out Scent, Bird, and Zola.
Yes.
All things internet, promo codes. You know the dealio.
Yep.
Take us out, Mom.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.